Egyptians here in the U.S. are following events back home closely, and opinions are divided, just as they are in Cairo. At a small church in South Florida, some supporters of Egypt's embattled President Mubarak are supporting him through prayer. They are Coptic Christians, members of an ancient Orthodox branch of Christianity and a minority group in Egypt. Javad Kalim of the Miami Herald paid them a visit.
Nadia Gerges left Egypt 15 years ago for the same reasons her countrymen are taking to the streets today. She wanted a chance at better jobs, more freedoms, and a better life. But as violent demonstrations rage in her homeland, the Coptic Christian has become a reluctant supporter of the widely disliked Mubarak. She says the secular leader has pursued Islamic extremists during his reign and has been a reliable friend to Christians.
You know, he was okay, not perfect. He was okay, but now we say, you know, he's better than we don't know what's going on after. It's a mirage for us, you know. It's something, you know, we don't know what's going on after. I wish we can let him stay forever until he die, because we are very scared from this Muslim fanatic people.
That fear of fanaticism is the main reason that Coptic Christians make up a disproportionate amount of the nearly 250,000 Egyptians now in the U.S. In Egypt, Coptic Christians are routinely denied jobs. In recent years, they have been shot at during religious ceremonies. This New Year's Day, extremists bombed a church in Alexandria, killing dozens. Gerges is part of a congregation of about 200 Coptic Christians in the Miami suburbs who have been meeting twice a day this week to pray for peace and the safety of Mubarak. Gerges and many of her fellow churchgoers fear that Islamists could take over the Egyptian government, and that could be disastrous for the country's 8 million Coptic Christians. Father Timotheus Solomon has led St. John the Baptist Church for a decade.
I believe the Islamists were behind the terrors that have happened and changing it from a peaceful protest to a riot. And that's what we're afraid of, that it will be turned into another Iran.
Coptic Christians haven't been completely absent from the rallies in Egypt calling for regime change. But the church's leadership in Egypt and abroad has avoided criticizing the president. In Egypt, the church's head, Pope Shenouda III, gave his support to Mubarak in an interview with state television this week. Safwat Iskander readily admits that Coptic Christians and Egyptians as a whole have suffered under Mubarak. And he says even if Islamists don't run Egypt, other alternatives look just as bad if Mubarak steps down.
If he let go at this point, it's going to be like a disaster for Egypt, because there is no control, no power, no government. So we pray that if it worked out to stay like for 6 months.
The Coptic Christian Church was founded in Alexandria, Egypt in AD 42. And at St. John, as he does every week, Iskander prayed that this ancient church will survive another 2,000 years. For The World, I'm Javed Kalim in Miami.
You can check out our complete coverage of the crisis in Egypt at theworld.org/Egypt.